Instead of continuing to fight criticism over his age, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denied to ABC News she added pressure, but admitted,
I wasn't asking him to step down. I was asking for a campaign that would win.
Now it's up to Harris to go head-to-head against former President Trump. At the Tokyo Stock Exchange overnight,
a low of 61 in the night, showers and thunderstorms at times, a bit of sunshine later on Tuesday at a high of 72, patchy fog possible Tuesday night, and a low of 53. Wednesday, partly cloudy and nice, a high of 78, mild with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, 78, and 74 Friday, with more clouds and cooler conditions, and a 30% chance for spotty showers by midday.
In gymnastics. So today was the final day of artistic gymnastics for women. We had the beam final and the floor final. In the beam final, it was Suni Lee and Simone, and both of them fell off the beam. So to our disappointment, they did not make the podium in the beam final. They then moved on to the floor final. That was Simone and Jordan Childs. And they did place. You know, they got the silver and the bronze. They did amazing, of course. But Rebecca Andrade, the Brazilian superstar, is the one who got the gold.
Later on Tuesday, the NTSB will hold a two-day hearing into a blowout on the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. The board will hear from witnesses and investigators looking into the January 5th incident on an Alaska Airlines flight. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It's more likely to be very sharp and more terrifying than the biggest. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving, this is your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and NHTSA.
Summertime in Wisconsin, whatever the weather, we'll impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden?
Spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on Family Night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year, so I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still the kicker. Anders Carlson went 8-9 after going 3-6 earlier in the week. Rick Joseph 7 for Green Bay. The Titans Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the NFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Rockies now lost 3 straight series. Today they travel to Atlanta, where they play the Braves tomorrow night.
Crucified by the
This
is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Showers and storms through the overnight. Some heavy rainfall and concern, and some severe weather as well. Overnight low temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. On Tuesday, morning storms, then some clearing, highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special Dallas Cowboys radio show. We'll introduce you to Josh Shapiro, Cowboy Harris's VP pick, recruiting bull, Edis Curl. Tune in Dallas.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Out this cloud behind
is from the set.
That's how a man designed me. Ride the wind and dance in the world. I'm no stranger to
changes if I could. People got really pissed off at the New York Times and started complaining about it. And so they changed the headline. Now they've changed the headline. Now it's Trump backs out of ABC debate and proposes one with Harris on Fox.
I still believe in fairy tales. I still believe in picking flowers. I still believe in getting lost in someone's eyes and talking for hours. Shooting stars. I still believe in midnight drives and butterflies you give right before you kiss for the very first time.
Since 1949, country and community, WRCO FM 100.9.
That we would give them all these spare parts and new bombs and missiles in exchange for them holding the hostages.
Slipping and a slide,
and they did.
Playing domino.
They released them.
Slipping and a ride, ain't a crime.
Before it's time to go.
just one from your mom
who was in New Jersey. Bottom tops getting lost, skinny dipping in the moonlight. This is how it went down in a small town on a Friday night. Fifth quarter hometown legends in our own mind. Setting it off because we took it out in overtime. Just the way that it was when it was. These are the stories that I heard when I was growing up. Gonna let my generation know we can do it again. If we bring the real from way back when, let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, light it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Yeah, well, I've been hearing all these stories from my Gen X kin. They've been telling me about the times when kids could be kids riding bikes, digging dirt, staying out all day. Yeah, that's when play was really play. Three-wheelers, rapper keepers, cranking up that hopper teacher, having fun under the bleachers. Pulling on PDA, skipping stones down by the lake. Take it low, make a truck and shake them good old country days sound so much better than this. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the flyers, wire it up and let's go.
Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000.
There's like 7-year-olds. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person
came in? Can you believe
in?
The next
right
heating
next
season
me,
is just a few months away? Hi, this
Pete
is Amanda from Meyerhold and I'll be with a busy summer season. Don't forget to call and get your summer bill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before.
Remember,
it allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at TogetherWeSave.com.
Richland Electric is your touchstone energy cooperative. Your source for power. And information.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info
out here
at
in the middle
Wilkinson
of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet.
Find more information at
oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. In
the distance, when it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If I told you I was wrong and wanted you to come back home, I'd be lying. And if I said that we could work it out and you shouldn't have any doubts, I'd be lying. And if I got down on my knees in front of God above and swore before the angels I'd give you my love, I'd be lying next to you tonight, holding on back where I belong. Looking deep into your eyes, man, enough to realize, yeah, honey, I was wrong. If I could swallow my pride and put myself in your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do, lying next to you. And if I told you that I loved you and I'd put no one else above you, I'd be lying. And if I said that you're the one for me and I'd never set you free, I'd be lying. I somehow found the strength to knock on your front door and tell you face to face that I won't hurt you anymore. Then I'd be lying next to you tonight, holding on my whole life, right back where I belong, and looking deep into your eyes. Swallow my pride and put myself in your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do. And baby, I'd be lying. I'd be lying next to you. In your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do. And baby, I'd be lying next to you.
Suppression of demand for more than a year or two, you've got a bounce back inflation. It's normal, it's happening all over the world.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. The way he jokes my heart. Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away. His puppy loves my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
That's 800-287.
Before my feet even hit the hardwood, she was already on my mind. Guess there's always tomorrow. Yesterday behind, I'll keep on trying. There's gonna come a time when I'll get back on my feet. Stop letting her memory run on me. It won't haunt me like a ghost. It just won't go away. One of these days this pain is gonna pass. I'll wake up and roll on her back.
News. I'm George Dennis. Vice President Kamala Harris now the official Democratic nominee for president. Harris's nomination secured vote Monday night after a five-year round of online voting by DNC delegates. Harris and her new yet-to-be-named running mate are expected at a rally in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Meantime, still so many questions over why President Biden left the race instead of continuing to fight criticism over his age. Former Housekeeper Nancy Pelosi denied ABC News she added pressure but admitted now it's up to Harris to go head-to-head against former President Trump. At the Tokyo Stock Exchange overnight, trading roaring back to life. Nikkei seeing a record-breaking gain after Monday's massive sell-off of U.S. stocks. The Dow started off down more than 1,000 points on the NASDAQ and tech stocks that hit the hardest. This is ABC News.
Yeah.
Larry Dow, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Molly Kearney has left the show Saturday Night Live after two seasons. Kearney shows the first non-binary cast member ever. On social media, Kearney called their SNL experience a dream come true and looked back fondly. Her exit follows the exit of fellow cast member Punky Johnson, who announced she was leaving the show after four seasons. Johnson also put out a social media message that said, SNL, I love you. What could possibly make shooting a steamy sex scene for a movie even more awkward? When asked what his most embarrassing scene ever to film was by Elle magazine, Josh Hartnett said it was a scene from the 2001 film Pearl Harbor, where he and co-star Kate Beckinsale made love in a parachute. If no one guessed, it was a Michael Bay film. The star of the new film Crap says Beckinsale's one-year-old child and her boyfriend were present for the film. It's enough to give a guy a case for hips, among other things. For more show with Don Tune, Nightlife with Danny Beach Watch, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media.
Showers and storms through the overnight. Some heavy rainfall a concern and some severe weather as well. Overnight low temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. On Tuesday, morning storms, then some clearing, highs in the middle 70s. Right now it's 64.
So much as
Begging Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's a little girl that looks like me. Who thinks that they're brown skin. And sometimes wonder, do they matter? They have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that are getting more than bar too long. It felt like all things are possible.
Begging Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Speaking of Judy Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the Judy Vance Couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of Judy Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
Take it well, I only wish my words could just convince myself.
Help me. Slangin', she's singing, country girl just doing her thangin'. Ain't nothing like my backwoods baby. Drive a tractor, drive me crazy. Likes hunting, loves fishing, and she can hold her own in the kitchen. And by the way, boy, did I mention
she's pretty as a field of daisies? She's sweeter than a watermelon wine, way hotter than.
Like chicken and biscuits. She can rock them high heel shoes, but she'd rather wear cowboy boots, cut off jeans and a baseball hat. Them city girls can't do it like that. Off the chain on a Friday night, dancing and drinking, ain't scared to fight. But Sunday morning come rolling round, singing in the choirs where she's found. Y'all, I'm so proud, 'cause there ain't no doubt.
She's pretty as a field of daisies. She's sweeter than watermelon wine. Way hotter than the Alabama asphalt. Will I get her in these arms of mine? Lord have mercy, I love her kisses. Man, I can't get enough.
Kinda like chicken and biscuits. There's something that you need to know when it comes to loving you. Ain't nothing that I'd rather do.
She's pretty as a field of daisies. She's sweeter than a watermelon wine. Way hotter than the Alabama asphalt. When I get her in these arms of mine.
Like chicken and biscuits.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one-coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It's available in fine.
Please join us in welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
The elderly and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this world,
a farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres, saving love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher. He gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that the market manipulation that was.
I was just
today,
out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box, and that's when I found the note.
the day.
It was 1966, and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone. And if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shines, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, you'll always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond, and I'd put the red top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick, I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. But he told me to take her and make her my own. And I was proud to be riding with Private Malone. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. Someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone, who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
Walking alone, whistling a song, barefoot and fancy free. A big river boat passing us by. She's headed for New Orleans. There she goes, disappearing around the bend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Good to yourself.
Cool river breeze, like peppermint leaves. The taste of it takes me back.
You've been listening.
Chewing on a straw, torn overalls, cane pole and old straw hat. Muddy river, just like a long lost friend. Roll on, Mississippi. You make me feel like a child again. Roll on, Mississippi. Big River Road. You're the child's dream I grew up on. Roll on, Mississippi. Carry me home. Now I can see I've been
I need a place to dream. So I come to your bank. I sit in your shade and relive the memories. Tom Sawyer
and
Huckleberry.
On the next nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 at Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right,
we can all get along.
Exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you know, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
it's only glass. Tear down the wall. Listen to Maxie Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mississippi.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.